亲爱的朋友，非常欢迎大家参加我们今天晚上的布道聚会。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, we welcome you to tonight's service.
我们连续有四个晚上会跟我们大家介绍耶稣基督救我们的大恩典。
And continuously, we have four nights to introduce the great grace of our Lord Jesus.
欢迎大家能够继续拨忙来参加。
And we welcome everyone to put time aside to attend.
愿天父真神将他丰盛的恩典、平安喜乐、各样的福气，他能够赏赐给我们大家。
May our true God in heaven give all us all kinds of blessings and grace.
我们在聚会之前，请大家预备心，一起低头默祷。
Before our service, let's prepare our hearts to pray in silence.
Amen. 现在奉主耶稣圣名开始晚上的布道会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin tonight's evangelical service.
我们来唱诗四十七首。
Let's sing hymn 47.
四十七首。
47.
暂时站着低头默祷。
Let's remain standing and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
主爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our merciful Father, we praise and thank you.
你是万有的主宰。
You're the eternal dweller.
你是赏赐万物给我们享用的神。
And you're the God who gives us everything to use.
我们的生命气息，万物都是你赐给我们的。
And our life, our everything is given to you by us.
从亘古一直到永远，唯有你是真神。
And ever since the beginning to forever, you are the only true God.
你古时候创造我们人类的祖先。
In the ancient times, you have created our ancestors.
借着一本造出万族的人。
And that you have created among men.
让我们能够住在这个全地上。
So that we can live in this earth.
我们的连线疆界都是你所安排的。
And our plan, our lives are planned by you.
啊，目的是让我们来寻求你。
So that we can pursue after you.
因为你要做我们的依靠。
Because you are our reliance.
因为你是永活的神。
And you are the living God.
你要赐给我们永远的福气。
And you're going to give us the eternal blessing.
啊，但是因为我们人类的祖先离开了你。
Because of our ancestors have departed from you.
所以人生就找不到得救的道路。
Because then life no longer can find its meaning.
人活在世界上几十年。
And then
最后好像飞鸟一飞就过去了。
And then people live a few decades on the earth just like a bird, they will depart from this earth.
人离开了神以后，人活在世界上没有指望。
And after men have departed from God, they have no hope in this world.
主爱的天父，你为着救赎我们。
And our merciful Heavenly Father, please say a
prayer of salvation. 2000年前，你亲自来到这个世界。
And 2000 years ago, you personally came to this earth.
指引我们回天家的道路。
To give us the way to go home.
又亲自担当我们的罪，为我们死在十字架上。
And you took and bare our sins and crucified on the cross.
但是我们知道你是生命的主宰。
And we know that you are the Lord of life.
你可以把生命为我们舍去，也可以重新把生命取回来。
And we know that you can sacrifice your life and also take it back.
所以你在三天以后复活，后来升到天上去。
And that is why in 3 days later you resurrected and went back.
所以让我们借着相信你，将来我们也能够复活改变。
And through our faith in you that we will also be changed in the future.
要回到天家跟你永远同住。
To go into the heavenly home to live with you eternally.
主啊，我们感谢你是否给我们各样的大恩典。
And Lord, we thank you for giving us all great grace.
今天晚上我们要跟我们的朋友一起来分享你赐给我们的福气。
And tonight we're going to share with our friends the blessing that you have given to us.
恳求你施恩带领祝福我们。
And may you guide and bless us.
让我们能够把你的救恩能够详细的阐明。
So that we can clearly manifest your salvation.
也求你打开我们朋友的心。
And also open the heart of our friends.
让他们能够把你的道存在心中。
So that they may store your words into their hearts.
能够反复思想。
And to always meditate.
能够明白这永生的大福气。
And to understand this great salvation.
主啊，我们将晚上的聚会恭敬地交在主你的手里。
And Lord, we hand over this tonight's service unto your hands.
恳求你带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。
And may you guide and bless tonight's service.
赐给还到你面前来的人都能够有平安喜乐。
And all those who come before you will have peace and joy.
你的恩典常常充满在我们当中。
And may your grace be always among us.
啊，愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
And may all the glory and honor be unto you.
从今直到永永远远。
And from now and all forevermore.
谢谢赞美主。
And thank the Lord.
阿们。
阿们。
大家请坐。
Please sit. Be seated.
啊，感谢主的恩典，让我们今天有聚会，能够大家一起来分享神的话语。
And thanks for this opportunity that we can all gather to witness and to share God's words.
这圣经是神对我们人类的启示。
And the Bible is a revelation from God to man.
耶稣说我们要查考圣经，因为这里面有永生。
The Lord Jesus says we must study the Bible because there is life in it.
啊，有一个传道人叫做保罗。
There is a pastor called Paul.
他说这个圣经啊，是神对我们人类的启示。
And he says that this Bible is a revelation to people.
啊，让我们能够知道什么是正路。
To tell us what is the right path.
啊，也可以让我们呢，因为查考圣经啊，得到得救的智慧。
And through studying the Bible, we are able to receive the message to be saved.
所以古时候有一些传道人啊，到各地方去传道的。
So in the ancient times, there were pastors that went all over the place to preach.
他们都本着圣经啊来讲解见证神的救恩。
And they testify of God's testimony in the Bible.
那有的人听到了这个道理以后。
And after some people hear this message,
他们说啊，就天天查考圣经啊，为着要了解这个道理是不是。
And there are some people, they study the Bible every day to see if it is so.
后来他们发现说啊，这个不是人的道，是神的道。
And then they realized that this is the words from God, not of men.
所以就甘心领受了。
And they willingly received it.
所以这些圣经的人说啊，他们是非常聪明的，因为他们能够得到这个永生的道理。
So the Bible author writes they're extremely wise because they're able to receive the words that can save them.
那今天晚上也要利用短短的时间呢，跟我们一起来思考有关人生的问题。
And so today, using a short period of time to share with everyone about life.
我们请大家翻开诗篇的90篇12节。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 90, verse 20.
诗篇90篇12节
Psalms chapter 90 verse 12
中文圣经啊，如果两节的那一个是726页
Psalms chapter 90 verse 12
好，简体字的就不是了，那个繁体字的两段的那个是726页请看90篇12节
Psalms chapter 90 verse 12.
90篇12节
Chapter 90 verse 12.
说求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。我们知道一般人啊，有时候每天在过日子啊，很少去思考有关人生的问题。
And we know that for a normal person, typically in their day, they will rarely think about their life.
所以一天一天啊，就这样过去了。
So each day will pass after the next.
所以很多的时间啊，都浪费在那个没有指望当中。
And so much time is wasted on those things that brings no hope.
因为不晓得人生的意义。人生的方向在哪里
？And they do not know where is the purpose or the direction of their life.
那这个是以色列的民族救星啊，摩西所讲的话。
And these are the words spoken by the chosen people Israelites, Moses.
因为神曾经借着他把以色列人从埃及领出来。
And so God ordained a time that they will rescue the Israelites from Egypt.
他们经过了旷野生活以后啊。后来回到这个巴勒斯坦，在那边建国。
And so after they returned and they went to the Palestine to build their kingdom.
那摩西啊，因为在埃及长大，所以学了埃及的一切学问。
And because Moses grew up in Egypt, he learned all the knowledge from Egypt.
虽然是希伯来人啊，但是被法老的女儿捡去当儿子。
And because even though he is an Israelite, but he was taken by the Pharaoh's daughter as a son.
所以在王宫里面呢，受教育成长。
And he was educated from the palace of the Pharaoh.
那他知道自己是以色列人。
And he realized that he is an Israelite.
所以长大以后啊，就离开王宫啊，带自己的百姓啊，脱离那个为奴的生活。
And then after he grew up, he brought his own people, Israelites, to escape the bondage of Egypt.
那前面的圣经啊，这个圣经有66本啊，前面的5本书是他写的。
And so the first 66 books, and the first 5 books are written by Moses.
神启示他，面对面跟他讲话，他把神的话就记录下来。
And so whatever God told him to write, he wrote it down.
那我们现在所读的这一篇啊，说是摩西的祷告。
And so this psalm that we are reading is the prayer of Moses.
他说神啊，求你能够教我怎样来数算人生的日子。
And he prays that teach us how to number our days.
然后让我成为一个智慧的人，有一个智慧的心。
And also he prayed that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
也就是说，借着数算人生啊，了解人生真正的意义跟价值在哪里。
And so to, that means to truly understand where is the value and the direction of our life.
让我们能够在一生当中啊，过一个有意义啊，充实的人生。
So that within our lifetime we can live a meaningful life.
才不会让我们的一生啊，随便的就浪费掉了。
So we do not just easily waste our whole life.
所以能够数算日子啊，了解真正人生的意义啊，这才是智慧人。
And so to, in order to count our lives, then this person is a wise person.
说我们每一个人啊，都应当去思想我们人的一生啊，到底是什么。
And each one of us should meditate to think what is the purpose of our life.
当然我们人生有它美好的地方。
And of course, life has wonderful things.
但是也有很多啊，美中不足的地方。
But there are also many things that are very lacking.
那我们怎样去寻求啊，突破人生的困境？
And so how can we pursue after to escape the bondage of our life?
让我们能够充实的人生，而且能够有一个永恒的福气。
So that we may have an eternal blessed life.
这是我们啊在聚会当中啊所要追求、所要思考的一些方向。
And these are some of the directions that we pursue after in our sermon.
那在圣经里面很多的古圣徒啊，就是古时候敬拜神的人啊，他们都了解人生啊是苦难啊跟短暂的。
And there are many ancient characters in the Bible. They understand that life is short and it is very difficult.
我们看创世纪的47章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪是第一本书哈。
Genesis is the first book.
47章第9节。
47 verse 9. 47
章第9节。
Chapter 47 verse 9.
雅各对法老说啊，我聚居在世的日子是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖在世聚居的年日。这个雅各啊，也是古代相当有名的人。
And Jacob is a famous person in the ancient times.
因为他有一个儿子啊，被卖到埃及。
And because he has a son that was sold into Egypt.
后来他们整个家族啊，就去聚居在埃及地。
And after that, their whole family they settled in Egypt.
虽然他被卖的时候是为奴，但是慢慢的啊，经过十几年，神把他高升成为全埃及国的宰相。
And even though he was sold into Egypt and he was slave for a couple of decades, but after a period of time, God raised him to be the second in command.
这个约瑟啊，后来跟他的兄弟相认，然后说知道他的爸爸雅各还在。
And then later on, when Joseph met with his brothers, and after communicating, realized that his father still lives.
所以他就派车啊。带来很多的车子把他们全家把他的爸爸就接到这个埃及这边来奉养。
And so they brought many carriages to bring all their family into Egypt.
他们爸爸来的时候他就把父亲雅各带去见法老王。
And then after his father came to Egypt, he brought him to see Pharaoh.
法老王就问雅各说你今年几岁啊？
And then Pharaoh asked, how old are you?This year.
雅各说我今年是130岁了。
And he said, this year I'm 130 years old.
但是我一生啊，很短又很苦。
But my life is short and it is very bitter.
比不上我的祖先呢。
And it is not comparable to my ancestors.
有时候我们会觉得说雅各怎么这样讲。
And sometimes we might say, how come Jacob will say this?
已经活到130岁了。
He already lived to 130 years.
啊，他的儿子又是全埃及的宰相。
And his son is the prime minister of the whole Egypt.
啊，怎么在王的面前在那边叫苦呢？
And then how can he complain before Pharaoh?
那我们知道说这个雅各后来是活到147岁。
And later we know that Jacob lived to be 147 years.
但是我们看到他一生的历史啊，真的是又短又苦呢。
But if we see his whole life history, we can see that it's short and very bitter.
因为他为着生活啊，养十几个孩子很辛苦。
And because to sustain his life and also to raise up.
啊，他也得到了很多的财富啊，但是呢，为着得到这个家业，他也很辛苦。
And in order to receive his inheritance, he went through much.
尤其他所爱的妻子拉结啊，也年轻就离开他。
Especially the wife he loved, Leah, passed very young.
啊，拉结所生的儿子就是约瑟啊，哎呦嘞，被卖了啊！那个时候他以为是死掉了，所以他说：“我要悲悲惨惨下阴间哦。”
And because of the son that his beloved wife have gone, her life was taken away.
所以所爱的妻子、所爱的儿子都失掉了，所以让他感到很绝望。
And so the most beloved children and the wife was gone. It made him very hopeless.
哦，那人他说130岁啊，日子好像很短。
And so to him, 130 years seems very short.
当然，如果跟我们现在来比啊，应该是算长寿了。
And of course, compared to us today, it is very long.
因为现在人呢、啊，大概七八十岁啊，一百多岁不容易。
So today, people live to about 70, 80, 150 is very difficult.
啊，但是如果跟他们的祖先来比
，But compared to their ancestors,
这个《创世纪》里面呢、啊，有把人类最早的一些人物啊，那他们活几岁啊，都有记录下来。
And so the Bible records all how many the ancestors have lived and how many years.
所以以色列人很重视这个家谱。
And so the Israelites are very emphasized on the ancestors.
那他们可以把他们祖先啊一代一代推上去，推到人类的第一代。
And they can figure out every ancestor they have.
那个人叫做亚当。
And eventually that person is
Adam. 亚当就是土造的意思啊，尘土啊。
And Adam means it was created by dirt.
他说每个以色列人啊，他们都可以追溯到他们的祖孙，
而
他们的祖先呢、啊，最先的一代。
And every Israelite, they can go all the way up to their first ancestor.
那这个创世纪的第五章啊
，In Genesis chapter 5,
就把人类的第一代亚当开始，亚当的儿子。哎，一代一代，他们活几岁啊，都记录下来。
And from Genesis chapter 5, from Adam, we can see every descendant afterwards was listed.
啊，一开始的人类啊，当然寿命相当长。
And the beginning, the people lived a long life.
很多都是九百多岁。
Many were 900 years old.
当然，有的人就问说，有可能吗
？And some people ask, is that even possible?
啊，是不是他们的阅历啊，跟我们不太一样
？Is it because the calendar is different than ours?
但是我觉得应该是一样的。
But I believe it is the same.
因为最早啊，神造的时候，这个地球啊，也适合人居住。
And so because when God created this earth, it was fitting for people to live in.
啊，所以人活在这个地面上可以很长寿的。
So when people live on the face of the earth, they can live very long.
啊，但是后来啊，整个自然界一直变化啊，所以就越来越不适合人住。
And because of changes later on, then it was not fitting to people.
你看我们现在的人啊，很多很多的疾病。
And if we look at people today, there are many diseases.
整个气候变化，到处都是污染。
And there's atmosphere change and pollution everywhere.
啊，就是因为人把这个的物质界啊，把它破坏掉了。
It is because people have destroyed our natural nature.
啊，所以最早的人很长寿，啊，后来越来就越短。
So the original people they lived very long, then became shorter.
这是有原因的。
And there's a reason.
啊，如果雅各跟他的祖先来比呀、啊。
And so if Jacob compared to his ancestor.
啊，当然他说啊，他的日子很短又很苦。
And indeed, his life is very short and bitter.
那如果我们来跟他比的话，我们现在的日子更短呢。
And if we compare with them, our life is even shorter.
啊，这是人生的真相，就是短而苦的人生。
And it describes our life; it's short and it's bitter.
我们再看回来这个诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms chapter 90.
第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇九十篇。 第十节。
Psalms chapter 90 verse 10.
我们从第九节开始看。
Let's start from verse 9.
诗篇九十篇第九节。
Psalms 90 verse 9.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一生的叹息。第十节。
Verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便如回而去。这个就是刚刚我们所讲的摩西的祷告。
And so this, we mentioned that this is the prayer of Moses.
他说、啊、人生真的很短暂、啊、
And he says that our life is very short.
说好像睡一觉。
It is like sleeping.
好像那个巢啊，早上出来，到晚上就把它割掉了。
And it's like the grass that comes out at night, and in the morning it's cut.
这都是在描写人生的短暂。
And this all describes the shortness of life.
又说人一生啊，好像吐一口气了，还一个叹息，还一生就过去了。
And it describes that once you give a moan or a breath, that is your life.
一般人的寿命是七十岁。
And a typical person lives a life is about 70 years.
他说强壮的可到八十。
And those who are strong are able to live to 80.
啊，我们现代人的平均寿命大概是75岁左右吧。
So our average life today is about 75 years.
女生大概比男生啊多三四岁。
And so a female will live about 3-4 years.
就是一般的寿命。
And this is the typical saying.
那我最近看了一个资料哈，日本人比较长寿。
And so recently I read an article that Japanese live longer.
平均的年龄啊将近85岁。
And their average lifespan is about 85 years.
所以摩西当时讲说七八十岁啊，那其实大概跟我们人的寿命差不多。
So when Moses said 70 or 80, it's about our lifespan.
那从七八十年当中啊，我们没有什么可以夸口的。
And within 70 to 80 years, there's nothing we can boast.
人所能够夸口的就是劳苦啦、愁烦。
And only thing men can boast about is their sorrow. And trouble.
最后说好像飞鸟一飞 很快就过去了。
And in the end, it's just like a bird who flies away, and that's the end.
这是摩西啊，在谈这个人生。
And this is what Moses is talking about life.
七八十年当中啊，就是充满着劳苦愁烦。
And within 70 or 80 years, is filled with sorrow and trouble.
我们看到这个所罗门啊，是以色列的第三个王。
And we know that Solomon is the third king of Israelites.
那个时候是以色列国就最强盛的时代。
And it is the strongest kingdom of Israelites at that
time. 当然啦，不是天下不是他自己打下来的。
And it is not him that defeated all people.
从埃及边界一直到这个伯拉大河，就是现在的幼发拉底河。
And he conquered all the way from the border of Egypt all the way to Babel.
比现在的以色列地啊多好几倍。
And it is much bigger than what Israel is right now.
所罗门啊，这些作王啊，所以那个国度啊就很大很强盛。
And because Solomon was the king, his kingdom was very, very wide.
他享尽了人生的荣华富贵。
And he enjoyed all the glory of person.
因为他那个时候国度很强盛啊，很多人来给他进贡。
And because he has a strong kingdom, many people came to give gifts.
他很多的人啊来服侍他。
Many people came to serve him.
他很多的金银财宝。
He has much gold and silver.
说那个时候啊，银子啊，好像地上的石头，不足钱。
And he says at that time the silver was like the pavement on the ground. It was worth nothing.
他说我眼睛看到没有一样东西啊留下不给自己享受。
And there's nothing before my eyes that I cannot enjoy.
但是他最后啊享尽人生的荣华富贵以后啊，他一个结论。
And so once he enjoyed all this luxury, he came to one conclusion.
他说人生啊在日光之下是虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，一切都好像不疯。
A man's life under the sun is nothing but vanity, and it is vanity of vanities.
而且说啊，人在一生当中啊所经历的是极重的劳苦。
And what man can experience in this world is but nothing but bitter and is work.
啊，所以这一般人啊，都知道说我们人生啊，就是一个苦难的人生啊。
And so normally people will know that their life is filled with bitterness.
很多人劳苦愁烦。
There's much trouble and bitterness.
我们看到小孩子哦，婴孩刚刚出生。
When we see an infant that was just newly born.
因为我们家现在有三个 baby 啊。
Because we have three infants in our home.
哦，每天当然跟他们玩很快乐。
And every day we play with them and we have fun.
但是我们看到这个小孩子一出生啊，他虽然不会叫苦。
And we realize when they cry, come out, they were able to cry.
但是人啊，一出生啊，就是哭开始。
Actually, they don't know how to complain that they are suffering, but they cry.
当然，人生最后也是哭结束。
But also in the end, a person will also cry and leave.
虽然他不会叫苦。
And they would not say they are suffering.
但是有时候肚子饿啦，尿不湿啦，他就哭啊。
When they're hungry or when they have wiped their diaper, they will cry.
渐渐长大，懂事啊。
And day by day, they grow up and understand more
things.
他有
时候要什么东西要不到啊，他也是大哭。
And sometimes when they want something, they will also cry.
他大概四五岁啊，就要开始上学了。
And in 45 years, they have to go to school.
他就要面对升学啦，功课上的压力。
And they face the pressures of studies.
啊，有时候啊，也要环境啊，还有同学之间呐，哦，给他一些压力。
And sometimes because of the environment or their schoolmates give them pressure.
慢慢长大了以后啊，学校毕业了。
Then slowly when they grow up, when they graduate.
再来就是找工作啦，做事业啦。
Then they go find a job and go work.
啊，婚姻啦，家庭啦。
Then their marriage and their family.
啊，养育儿女啊。
And to take care of their children.
虽然有他的快乐啊，但是生活当中啊，也是很多的苦。
So even though they have their joy, but their life is still filled with bitterness.
有时候为着自己的理想
，and sometimes because of their own dreams.
面对很多的压力挑战
，they face much pressures.
男人很快啊，年纪就大了，老迈了。
And then it's very fast they grow up and they become old.
再接下来就是身体健康问题啊，烦恼儿孙的问题。
And then what follows next is their health.
所以摩西说，人生就是劳苦跟愁烦的连续。
And so Moses concludes that life is filled with trouble and sorrow.
所罗门也说啊，人生所经历的是极重的劳苦。
And Solomon also testified that life is filled with trouble and
sorrow. 所以他说啊，虽然我的智慧聪明比别人强。
And so even though he is more wiser than all other people,
但是靠着自己的智慧聪明，却没有办法真正解决一些困难的问题。
But even though he is wise, he cannot solve his own problems.
所以他说，弯曲的你没有办法把它拉直。
And he says, whatever is crooked, you cannot straighten.
缺陷的地方，你没有办法把它补足。
And whatever is lacking, you cannot fill it.
我们都希望我们的人生啊，样样都一帆风顺。
And we wish that our life is smooth.
但是我们往往我们人生啊曲曲折折，很多啊不幸灾难遇到，我们却没有办法去突破它。
But yet many times our paths are very crooked, and there's no way for us to solve it.
尤其智慧人，你了解越多啊，你面对的困难越多。
Especially if you are wise in many things, the more headache you're going to face.
所以他说，加增智慧总是加增忧伤。
And so it only adds to your sorrow.
啊，加增知识啊，主是加增愁烦。
And the more knowledge you gain, the more trouble you're going to gain.
啊，就是一般人啊所了解的人生。
And this is a life that a person typically understands.
那为什么我们人生会这个样子？
And so,
那么多的劳苦愁烦。
And so how come our life are filled with trouble and sorrow?
啊，让人啊感到失望的地方。
And then make us feel hopeless.
事实上啊，圣经里面说啊，神即使造人的时候啊，原来人是正直的。
And so actually, in the Bible records when God first created mankind, they were
upright. 但是人后来就想出了很多的诡计来。
But then man thought of many evil ways.
那所以圣经说，神本身造人是按他的形象来造。
And so originally God created man according to his own image.
啊，神造各样万物啊，也都是觉得非常的美好。
And God created everything and saw that it was good.
啊，神就把人安住在一个 很好的叫做伊甸乐园。
And then God put a people in the Garden of Eden, a wonderful place.
当然在那里啊，生活没有缺乏。
And in that place, there was nothing lacking.
人可以跟神啊很自由的交往。
And then people can directly communicate with God.
那神给人一条命令。
And God gave people only one command.
所有的树上的果子你都可以吃。
All the trees you may eat.
唯独一棵啊，叫做分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃。
And there's only one tree that discerns good and evil you may not.
所以你吃的时候啊，就会死掉。
The day you eat it, you surely die.
啊，但是很可惜啊，我们人类的祖先啊，偏偏什么事的果子不吃啊，就是要吃那个善恶果。
And it was very unfortunate. Our ancestor, out of all the trees they can eat, but they only picked that one to eat.
犯罪得罪神就被赶出伊甸园了。
So once they committed sin, they were cast out of Garden of Eden.
后来人就受咒诅。
And then man was cursed.
说要汗流满面啊，才能够得到糊口。
And they have to toil and labor in order to gain.
啊，所以有一些劳苦患难啊，就临到世人。
And then trouble came to man.
啊，因为人吃了善恶果以后，人的生命就跟永恒的神的生命啊，就隔绝了。
And because they eat the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, their life was separated from God.
所以虽然暂时活在世界上，但久了以后，渐渐也要死亡。
Even though their body is still on living earth, but eventually their flesh will die.
那就是人会痛苦。会死亡的一些原因。
And these are some of the reasons why a man has to suffer trouble and their death.
那这个圣经啊，就是告诉我们怎么突破这个人生的困境。
And so the Bible tells us how to overcome all these boundaries.
让我们从苦难当中啊，来追求到幸福快乐的人生。
And to go from a life of trouble to a life of bliss.
让我们啊，能够突破人生的这个界限啊，几十年的生命啊，能够啊带给我们永恒的生命。
And to overcome our bounded, limited life to go to your eternal life.
我们看路加福音的第一章呢。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
78节。
Verse 78.
路加福音一章的78节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 78.
一章七十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 78.
因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光啊，从高天临到我们。七十九节。
79.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。这里讲到说，因为我们人是神造的。
And here it mentions that because men are created by God.
所以神称为我们人类在天上共同的父亲。
And so God in heaven is our common father.
所以古圣徒说啊，我们父做父亲的怎样爱我们的儿女啊，其实神就是这样爱我们。
And so in the ancient saints, they would write that how our the father parents have loved their children. This is how our heavenly father loves us.
所以他体谅我们人生的劳苦跟绝望。
So he understands our life of trouble and our.
所以他为我们预备一个得救的方法。
So he prepared a way for us to be saved.
他说好像那个清晨的日光啊。从高天啊照耀这个大地一样。
And it is just like the rising sun will rise and shine on all the land.
所以有的人说啊，这个黎明之前啊，就是最黑暗的时刻。
So some people say before mercy shone, there is the most darkest
period. 在这个黑暗的夜晚啊，突然间啊，太阳光啊，慢慢的出现了。
And so in the darkest night, then slowly the sun will rise.
就给大地带来光明。
And it brings light to everyone on the land.
啊，阳光出现以后啊，黑暗就消失掉了。
Once light appears, all the darkness will be away.
我们人啊，离开了神以后啊，活在世界上啊，几十年真的人生没有希望了。
So once men leave God, when they live in this world, they have no hope.
因为我们找不到突破死亡的道路。
Because we cannot find a way to overcome death.
所以人生活在死暗黑暗死荫里面。
So men, they live under the shadow of darkness.
他说啊，神好像这个清晨的日光啊，照耀大地一样。
So God is like the sun who shines on the whole land.
阳光临到了以后啊，黑暗就消失掉了。
Once the light shows, then the darkness will disappear.
给我们带来光明。
And then it brings us to light.
所以我们就看到我们可以走的道路啊。
Then we can see the path that we need to go on.
所以两千年前啊，耶稣来到这个世界。
So 2,000 years ago, when the Lord Jesus
came to this earth, 其实他就是人类的救赎主。
He is the Savior of all mankind.
所以圣经里面说，因为神爱我们世人。
Because the Bible it says that it loves all men.
所以把他的独生子耶稣基督啊，赐给我们。
And given His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, for us.
让我们能够借着相信依靠他。
So that through faith and we can rely upon Him.
让我们能够不致灭亡，而能够得到永远的生命。
So that we may not face destruction but have eternal life.
所以耶稣来到世界啊，就好像那个大光啊，照耀在这个大地一样。
So when the Lord Jesus came to this earth, it's like that great light that shone upon the whole
world. 还有带给我们希望，带给我们光明的前途。
And to bring us hope and to bring a light path.
他说耶稣在传道里的时候啊，他到处啊宣扬得救的道路。
So when Jesus preaches, he proclaimed the gospel everywhere.
他说啊，你们劳苦担重担的人，你们可以到我这里来。
And he says, all your heavy labor come to me.
啊，我就要让你们得享休息。
And you will gain rest.
啊。所以有些、啊、在病痛患难忧伤当中的人、啊、就来接近耶稣。
And so those who are weary or sick, they drew near to Jesus.
耶稣把他们从那个患难当中、啊、拯救出来，是给他们平安。
And so in their trouble, the Lord Jesus saved them and gave them peace.
只是在生活当中、啊、没有依靠神，耶稣就照顾他们的生活。
And those who have no reliance, they can come to Lord Jesus to be relied upon.
让我们出入啊，都能够得享平安。
So that they can enjoy peace and joy.
所以让我们在苦难当中啊，能够得到喜乐的人生。
So in our times, in our life of trouble, in order for us to gain peaceful life.
我们先看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章
Matthew chapter
9 36节
Verse
36 9章35节跟36节
Chapter 9 verse 35 and 36
马太九章35节
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35 and 36
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。36节
36.
他看见许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。羊是很脆弱的动物。
And sheep is a very weak animal.
所以羊一定要有牧人的照顾，不然会被野兽把它吞吃掉。
And the sheep has to be led by the shepherd, otherwise it'll be said to be eaten by the wolves.
他说人如果没有神啊，就好像那个没有牧人的羊一样。
And so without God, there is like a sheep without a shepherd.
在困苦当中啊，流离失所。
And they will live in their troubles.
耶稣来啊，就看到世人啊，都在劳苦患难当中。
And when Jesus came, he sees that everybody is in their sickness.
一方面啊，宣传天国的福音。
So he preached the good news of the kingdom.
也就是说，从天上下来要拯救世人的大好消息。
And that is to say, he came from heaven to give the good news of to the people.
另外一方面啊，他同时啊显出他的能力作为，可以医病赶鬼行神迹。
And another way he manifested, he performed miracles and cast out demons.
让那些啊。在困苦可怜当中的人呢、都能够得到帮助、得到拯救。
And all those who are in need or in distress, he were able to help them.
今天呢、因为神跟我们同在。
And because today God is with us.
在教会里面呢、也有相当多、这样的见证。
And there are many testimonies in the church.
在教会里面工作大概将近三十年。
And I have already worked in the church for about 30 years.
在各地方啊，看到神迹奇事啊，真的很多。
And no matter where I go, I can see the miracles are there.
我们很多的弟兄姊妹都从中国来。
And a lot of our brothers and sisters come from China.
我们教会在中国的神迹奇事更多。
And there's even more miracles and signs in China.
所以这个道理，无论传到哪里啊，因为 耶稣说，我就用神迹奇事随着来印证你们所见证的道理。
So no matter wherever this word is preached to, Jesus will use the signs and miracles to prove it.
所以我们道理传得正确。
And because our words are proclaimed rightly.
啊，主耶稣跟我们同在。
And the Lord Jesus is a.
他的能力作为就在我们当中彰显出来。
And His strength and is with us.
我有一次啊，去看一个弟兄。
One time I went to visit a brother.
他生病啊，病得很严重。
He was severely ill.
啊，因为他是肺的毛病啊，所以后来都昏迷了。
And because he has lung disease, and he was even.
那我们知道说这个弟兄啊，那个时候信心不好。
And we know that the brother had the faith was not good. He did not like to come to service.
啊，脾气也不好。
He had a bad temper.
我也想说啊，他如果这样离世的话，可能得救也恐困难。
And we thought that if he leaves like this, it's hard for him to be saved.
那时候很多弟兄准备说，我们要为他禁食祷告。
So many brothers and sisters, they want to fast for him.
我们每天啊，就为他禁食两餐，早餐跟晚餐，午餐。
And so they fasted twice a meal, the breakfast and the lunch every single day.
晚上最后晚餐的时候吃饭，他说白天都不吃。
And they eventually they will eat dinner, but they will not eat the daytime.
啊，在祷告了一段时间以后。
And after a period of time of praying.
有一次在祷告会，教会祷告会。
And there was during a prayer session in church.
听到一个声音。
There's a
那个声音不是从耳朵进来。
And it's not from the ears.
那个庄严的声音。
And it is,
讲说某某人啊，就叫那个弟兄的名字说某某人好了。
And then this voice saying that this brother is well.
连续两次，那个声音很庄严。
And that voice continued for two times.
啊，后来感谢主啊，他真的醒过来呢。
And thank God, then later on, indeed he woke up.
啊，一个月以后就出院。
And then 1 month later, he was left the hospital.
后来啊，本来都不太忌讳的。后来一出院啊，还带着氧气筒啊，就来参加家庭聚会了。
Originally, he does not like to come to service, but after he left the hospital, he came even with his respirator to church.
他说他自己见证说啊，他死过一次啦，耶稣让他活过来。
And he testified that he was once dead, but God allowed him to live again.
哦，我到南加州也有一个弟兄啊。
And there's another brother that I met in South California.
啊，本来一直发烧。
He also had a high fever.
啊。那医生都说啊，感冒了，回去了。
And the doctor says it's just a high fever, go home.
啊，然后到第三次啊，用救护车送到医院。
And until the third time, the emergency.
医生来跟他讲说啊，左边的肺失掉功能了。
And the ambulance took him to the hospital. The doctor says your left.
隔了一天呐、啊，右边的肺也失掉功能了。
And then a few days later, his right lung lost function.
所以就开一个，开一个口啊，就。用一个管子啊，帮他呼吸，一个机器帮他呼吸。
So they open up a hole to put something that help him breathe.
那个呼吸器一拿掉啊，那就没有命了。
And once the respirator is taken away, there's no life.
医生说啊，他这个如果能够活过来，大概是10%了。
And the doctor said if he can wake up from this, it's about 10% chance.
到医院去看他的时候，看他整个人都昏迷，躺在那里。
When we went to the hospital, this whole person just lying there unconscious.
全身都是管子。
And the whole body is filled with tubes.
讲起来，我们人呐，遇到这样真的是无能为力。
And if a person faces this, there is actually no hope.
就是你最爱的亲人呐，你对他也是爱莫能助。你虽然爱他，你一点帮助都没有。
Even though the person love him the most, but they can't have offer no help.
后来我们就扶着那个玻璃门呐，在那边，主耶稣啊，你怜悯怜悯他。
And then we held on to the glass door to say, Lord Jesus, please show
him
mercy.
因为我们人没有盼望。
Because we, as men, we have no way.
医生说啊，90%的可能啊，就是死掉。
And the doctor says 90% chance he will die.
但是感谢主哦，医生还找不到病因呢、啊，还不晓得怎么用药，他突然间自己会呼吸。
And thank God, even though the doctor cannot even figure out what is the disease, but slowly he began to come out of his coma.
因为教会的弟兄姊妹都跑到医院那边去一直祷告，轮流的。
Because there are many brothers and sisters continuously go to the hospital to pray.
一开始那个医生还很不谅解，说你们怎么把我们医院呢、啊、变成好像菜市场一样，那么多人。
And initially the doctor could not understand how come our church was sending so many people treating the hospital as a market.Because everyone's very worried.
啊，他说我们没有办法，就是只有祷告神。
And they say we have no other way besides praying.
啊，神怜悯呐、啊，那慢慢恢复呼吸。
And slowly God showed mercy, he was able to recuperate.
2%、5%啊，这样慢慢增加呢。
and eventually 20% and 30% his life increased. And then later on, 90% he can breathe on his own.
医师也不晓得说，哎，怎么突然间好像没有呼吸，一下子又能够自己呼吸。
So the doctor could not understand how come all of a sudden he cannot breathe on his own and all of a sudden he can breathe on his own.
他能本来说啊，像这样能够活下来的几率大概100万个里面有一个。
And the doctor says out of maybe a million people, only one person can live like this.
但是他就是百万分之一的那一个。And
he is that one among the million.
因为我们的神是全能的神。Because
our God is the Almighty God.
所以在病痛患难当中啊，他可以拯救我们。
And so in our disease and troubles, he can save us.
啊，这样的见证啊，相当多。
And there are many testimonies just
like this one. 所以圣经里面说啊，我们可以一无挂虑。
And so the Bible says that we do not have to worry.
凡事借着祷告告诉神啊，神就是给你意外的平安。
And through prayer and petition, God will give us peace, transcends everything.
啊，所以真的哦，我们没有什么其他的秘诀，就是祷告啊。
And there are no other secrets but prayer.
神啊，求你开恩，求你可怜啊。
Oh God, please open a way and may you show mercy.
我们有时候在生活当中啊，也面对很多的困难。
And sometimes in our lives, there we face.
当然，我们在美国啊，算是相当富足。
Of course, United States were very well off.
啊，我昨天呢，我昨天看了一个资料，说现在世界大概有10亿人口啊，生活在那个贫穷，没有食物，10亿。
And so I read an article recently that there's probably 10 billion people living in the world in very poor condition.
10亿就是一个 billion.
Oh, 1 billion people living in a very poor condition.
世界大概60几亿嘛，6个 million.
And so in this whole world, there's probably
6-7 billion people.
So there's probably 1/6 of the population live under very poor conditions.
都很辛苦啊，没有东西吃啊。
And every single day, they have to just to worry what they're going to eat.
尤其最近哦，因为这个气象整个变化。
And especially recently, the whole atmosphere has changed.
该下雨的不下雨啊。
And wherever it's supposed to rain, does not rain.
所以很多地方啊，都农产品都欠收。
And so there are many places where all the fields are buried by the water.
像苏联也在叫农产品没有嘛，所以它禁止出口。
And so like Russia, they cannot even export food.
所以有很多是因为水灾了，各样灾难了，整个农产品都没有掉。
And there are many other places because of the floods, they cannot produce food.
所以有人说啊，现在如果能够掌握粮食啊，他就能够成为强国。
And so some people say if someone can control the food, they can become very powerful.
所以为着衣食啊，为着食物啊，有的人真的很辛苦。
And so some people, they work very hard just to eat.
我们虽然在美国啊，比较富足的地方。
So even though in the US, we are more abundant.
但是讲起来，我们生活上的压力啊，很大。
But to say really that our lives filled with a lot of pressure.
所以很多人说啊，来美国追求所谓的美国梦。
And so some people, they come to the US to pursue after the American dream.
以为美国是人间的天堂。
They think that America is the kingdom of heaven.
但是来了以后才知道说，哇。 太辛苦了。
But when they come here, they realize how hard they have to work.
但是我们在苦难当中啊，我们一定要找到神。
So in our life of trouble, we need to find God.
因为神是看顾我们，赐福给我们的神。
Because God would watch over us and provide for us.
圣经里面讲到一个妇女叫做夏甲。
And so in the Bible, there's a woman that's named Hagar.
她要离开家的时候啊。 她的丈夫啊，给她一批带水，一些干粮。
And after she left her home, her husband gave her some water and some food.
她带着孩子啊，走了以后就迷路了。
And then she brought her child and she was lost.
她在那个很大的旷野当中啊，不晓得要到哪里去。
And in the vast wilderness, she does not even know where to go.
那个水跟啊，那一批带有水跟那些干粮，一下子就吃完了。
And so she quickly drank that skin of water.
在那个干旱当中啊，她找不到食物啊，就会死掉啊。And
so in her loss, she cannot find any food, and she was hopeless.
啊，结果她跟儿子啊，两个坐在那里啊，大哭啊。And
then she and her child wept bitterly.
啊，圣经里面说啊，神派天使出现。
And so in the Bible, of course, God sent the angels.
说下甲,
and asked Hagar, why did you cry like this?
啊, 我要让你的儿子啊,
I'm going to make your child into a great nation.
啊，然后神就让这个夏甲看到那里有活水井。
And so God allowed Hagar to see that there are some
springs.
And at that place, they were able to live on.
那这个就是现在阿拉伯人的祖先。
And so this is the Arabian people of today.
这是真实的历史的故事啊。
And this is a true history of story.
所以圣经里面说，我们不必为衣食忧虑。
And the Bible says that we do not need to worry about our food or clothing.
因为我们人是神造的。
Because man is created by God.
神造我们的身体, 知道我们要穿衣服。
God created our flesh, knows that we need to wear clothes.
啊, 神给我们生命, 知道我们要维持生命, 必须要吃东西。
God gave us life, and he knows that in order to sustain this life, we need to eat.
啊, 所以既然神造我们, 啊, 我们生活当中的要吃什么, 要穿什么, 主要我们敬畏神啊, 祂也会为我们预备。
So since God has created us, or as long as we have to fear Him, He will prepare everything for us.
所以我们要先寻求神啊, 敬拜神。
So the first thing we need to do is seek after Him and to worship Him.
然后你生活当中啊, 所需要的, 神就看顾, 神就祝福给你。
And then your life necessities will be given to you.
主耶稣来到世界上的时候啊, 有时候会变饼给那个跟随他的人吃。
When the Lord Jesus came on this earth, sometimes he will turn the bread to give people to eat.
因为他们跟随他，为着要听道理啊， 啊, 很疲倦啊。
And because the people wanted to follow him to listen, and they became
啊, 又没有东西吃。
tired. And they have nothing to eat.
啊, 耶稣体谅他们, 啊, 就变饼啊, 给他们大家吃饱饱的, 啊, 才让他们回去。
And Jesus understood this and allowed them to eat to full, then let them go home.
啊, 有两次啊, 耶稣的门徒啊, 他们去打鱼。
And there's two times that the disciple of the Lord Jesus went to catch
fish. 其实啊, 他们是很有经验的渔夫。
And actually, they're experienced fishermen.
他们说整个晚上都打不到鱼。
And they say they cannot catch any fish the whole night.
那耶稣啊, 出现的时候就对他说, 你们有东西吃没有?
And the Lord Jesus, when he appeared and asked them, do you have anything to eat?
他们说没有啊, 打, 整个晚上都打不到鱼啊。
And they say no, because we caught the whole night, we cannot catch any fish.
啊, 耶稣就指示他们说, 啊, 右边啊, 把网撒在右边。
And the Lord Jesus instructed them, cast your net to the right side.
这一撒网啊, 就网住很多很多的鱼。
And once they cast a net, they're able to catch a great number of fishes.
哇，这个门徒看到以后觉得说，哇，啊，我们真的很羞愧啊！原来主耶稣啊，赐福这么多给我们。
And the disciples felt very shameful because they realized how much the Lord Jesus gave them.
真的，耶稣是万有的主宰，所有天地万物都是他造的。
And indeed, the Lord Jesus is the eternal dweller. Everything is created by him.
他是养活我们一生啊，赏赐万物给我们享用的神。
And he is the God who sustains us for our whole life.
他说：“敬畏神的人啊，说你不必为生活忧虑。”
So those who fear God do not need to worry over their life.
他把我们的忧虑啊，卸给神，因为他会顾念我们。
Because we could give our worry over to the Lord.
啊, 我们现在在伊丽莎白教会那个黄传道哦。
And so the Pastor Huang, who's in Elizabeth Church now.
啊, 他还没有当传道以前呢, 在一个电脑公司工作。
And before he became a pastor, he worked in a computer company.
啊, 有一天啊, 我到他们家。
And one day I went to their home.
啊, 把我叫到房间里面。
And he called me to his room.
啊,传道啊, 帮忙祷告啊, 我被lay off了。
And he says, Pastor, please pray for me. I was laid off.
被解雇了。
He was laid off.
啊,那个时候啊, 孩子很小。
And at that time, his child's very young.
啊,又买了新车。
He bought a new car.
又买了一个房子。
He bought a house.
他的爸爸妈妈, 他的岳父岳母, 全部住在他们家。
And his father-in-law, mother-in-law, all lived in his home.
一个人啊, 一个家庭就是靠他收入。
And the whole family depended on his income.
结果他去公司啊, 啊, 那个老板跟他讲说, 你上班到今天为止啊, 你, 所以他就把东西都带回来了。
And so he went to the company, and that day the boss says, this is your last day.
啊，他太太还不晓得他被解雇了，说你怎么搬那么多东西回来？
And the wife did not knew he was a layoff, so and asked, how come you bring so much things home?
不过感谢主啊，祷告完以后啊，主耶稣安慰他。
But thank God, after the prayer, Lord Jesus comforted him.
他说啊，圣经里面讲那个义人的后裔啊，神不会让他去讨饭。
And the Bible says the descendant of the righteous will not be a beggar.
他说我爸爸虽然不是什么义人呐、啊，但是他规规矩矩在敬拜神。
So he says, even though my father is not a righteous person, but he does fear God.
所以我想主耶稣不会让我去讨饭。
So I believe that Lord Jesus will not make me a beggar.
所以他又跟家人说，来，我们去度假。
And he told the whole family, he says, let's go on a vacation.
所以把公司给他的钱、啊、就拿去度假。
And he took all the money the company gave him and、
啊、
went on a vacation.
完了几天又回来。
And after a few days, he returned.
后来公司、啊、打电话来。
And then the company called him.
啊，我们要解雇啊，啊，弄错了啦，你再回来上班啦。
Well, he says, we made a mistake in laying you off. Please come back to work.
实际上不是这样，他是派到一个药厂工作嘛。
But in reality, it was not like this. Actually, he was sent to a pharmaceutical company to work.
啊，那个药厂说，啊，你突然间把这个人，啊，把他解雇了，我们很多事情啊，没有办法进行了。
And the pharmaceutical company says that if you laid him off, he there's many work, not.
啊，你让他来继续来上班三个月了，我们付钱呐。
And so please send him back for 3 months. We'll pay the money.
他就回去三个月。
So he returned for 3 months.
他就在那段时间呢，他就继续找工作了。
And in that period, he continued to look for a job.
后来他就选择啊，留在那个药厂。
And then he decided to remain the pharmaceutical company.
直接请他。
And the pharmaceutical company directly hired him.
结果薪水啊，几乎要加倍啊。
And his salary was almost doubled.
啊，过不久啊，又 promotion 又加薪。
And then not long after he was promoted, he had a raise.
那所以真是意外的。
These are all something you cannot
think about. 那所以圣经里面讲哦，有时候神在训练我们呢。
So in the Bible says sometimes God trains us.
好像那个鹰在训练那个小鹰啊。
It's just like a mother eagle training a
child. 要把那个巢啊，那个鸟巢把它弄乱。
And to messing up the nest.
因为它如果一直待在里面太舒服了，这个鹰不会飞啊。
Because if it's not messed up, the small eagle will not fly.
啊，把它弄乱了以后啊，那就把它憋出来哦，啊，让它去学飞。
And so after the nest is messed up, the mother will push the young
eagle
to fly.
到高高的地方就把它丢下来，啊，它说哇，那个翅膀就开始扇。
So from a high place, the young eagle will be pushed out to fly.
啊，把它掉下去了，然后再把它憋起来。
Then once it's a falls, then it will begin to fly.
啊，几次以后啊，啊，这个鹰就会飞了。
And then after a few times, the young eagle will fly.
啊，有时候神给我们训练啊，也是这样。
And sometimes when God trains us,
虽然让你遭到一些哦，好像困难来到了。
Even though you face some troubles.
那其实啊，神都在看着。
But actually, God is watching over.
而是要带给我们啊，更多的福气啊。
But it is to bring us even more blessings.
啊，让我们信心呐、啊、越来越进步，越晓得依靠他。
So that our faith is even more improved, we can rely upon.
所以圣经里面讲到说，神会让人富足，但是不会让我们加上忧虑。
But in the Bible says God will cause us to be wealthy, but not at any burdens.
啊，真的，我们的神是这样的。
And indeed, our God is like this.
我第一次到阿根廷去的，弗里格，因为他们是那个。波多黎各，他是从阿根廷来嘛，哦。
And so the first time when I went to Argentina, when Federico.
我第一次去的时候，他们是经济刚好崩溃。
And when I first went there, their
到处暴动。
Their economy was really bad.
好、哦，那是像他们家就留下来。
And their family remained.
很多人都搬走。
Many people they moved away.
但是后来我又去的时候，他爸爸跟我讲说，感谢主那一段时间呢。他们真正赚到钱。
And when I went again, his father told me that we thank God everything is good right now.
哦，那个是神的特别赏赐啊。
So it's God's special guidance.
因为神要留他们在那里。
Because God
帮助圣工。
God wanted to keep them there to help the Holy One.
那所以我们呢、啊、要了解神带领我们的脚步。
So we need to understand how God guides us.
我们如果走在神的道路上面呢，我们生活不必忧虑啊。神会看顾的。
And if we walk on God's path, we do not need to worry about our life. God will guide us.
这里面又说啊，谁是我们的避难所呢
？So who is our refuge?
真的，人有时候要遇到什么事情，人真的不知道。
Sometimes when people face something, they do not know what they're going to face.
啊，最近不是那个香港有个旅行团跑到菲律宾去
？And recently, there are some tourists from Hong Kong went to Philippines.
啊，结果一个被解雇的警官呐、啊，结果抢劫。
And there was a cop
就把他们当人质。
And there was a cop who was laid off and held them hostage.
那就后来呢, 死了好多人,
and then many people died.
哎,这个都没有想到, 他们主要去3天而已啊,
and they didn't even think about that. All they were going for 3 days.
那怎么会晓得说啊, 在那边啊, 没有办法回到家。
And never knowing that they were unable to return home.
但是圣经里面告诉我们, 我们敬畏神的人, 神会看顾我们的生活。
But in the Bible, it tells us those who fear God, God will look
over. 我们看诗篇的91篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 91.
诗篇91篇。
Psalms 91.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇90篇第一节。
Psalms chapter 90, verse 1. 91, verse 1.
住在至高者隐密处的，必住在全能者的荫下。第二节。Verse
2。我要论到神说啊，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。跳过来看第五节。Verse
5。你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭。第六节。Verse 6。也不怕黑夜显得瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。 第七节。虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这个灾必不临到你。说神要做我们的避难所。So
God will be our refuge.
让我们出入都能够得享平安。So
that in any situation we can enjoy peace.
我们有一个传道，姓赖，现在已经快退休了。
And we have a pastor called Lai, and he's about retired.
因为他有一个孩子在当兵，在一个小岛上当兵。
And he has a child that was a child that was a soldier.
所以周末的时候，这个传道娘跟他的亲戚总共有4个人，特别要去看这个孩子。
And so during the weekends, there's about some relatives, they will visit the soldier.
他本来想说，早一点去，有比较多的时间跟孩子在一起。
And they originally thought they should go earlier so they can spend more time with their child.
结果要出发之前一天，孩子打电话回来。So
one day before they are about to depart, the child called.
说妈妈，我们明天早上一大早还有事，所以你不要坐那么早的飞机来。And
he says, Mom, this next morning we have some things to do, so don't take the early flight.
所以把7点的飞机改到8点半。And
they changed from the flight from 7 a.m. to 8:30.
8点半一到飞机场的时候。
And once they arrived at the airport at 8:30.
哇，现在说怎么整个机场人那么多，有的人都在那边哭。
And how could they discover how come there's so many people in the airport and they were crying?
说原来早上那个7点的班机，因为要着陆的时候，可能不晓得怎么样就栽在海底下去。
And not unknowingly, the 7 o'clock flight in the morning, and it fell to the ground.
结果那个班机就剩下4个位置。
And that flight only had 4 empty seats.
只有那个4个空位，本来就是那个传道人跟他亲戚4个人要看孩子的。
And those 4 empty seats were exactly the pastor, wife, and their children.
但是神的怜悯，让他们留下生命。
Because God's mercy, their life was preserved.
所以虽然没有弃乘，后来班机都停飞。 没有弃乘，但是神保守他们的生命。
So even though they cannot go, but God preserved their life.
真的，这样的见证相当多。
There's really many of these testimonies.
因为我们有神可以靠，出入可以得享平安。
And so no matter any day, we can always rely upon God and enjoy peace.
所以我们有真神，我们可以从苦难当中。 进到平安里面。
And so as long as we have the true God, we can enter from
让我们有一个喜乐的人生。
So that we have a joyful life.
那能够让我们从短暂进到永恒。
And from a short life to eternal life.
我们人的肉体的生命都是短暂的，70-80年其实很快过呢。
And our life on this earth in our body is very quickly, 70 or 80 years.
我没想到我们现在已经60几岁，已经进到老年了。
I cannot believe that I'm already entering into elder, 60 years old.
很快,
everything is very fast.
一下子的时间呢,
and one very fast period of time.
那我们这个肉体虽然是短暂的,
so even though our flesh is very short,
但是我们人有一个灵魂的存在, 这个是永远的。
But we have a soul that is eternal.
如果我们一个人灵魂没有办法得救，得不到永生，那你在今世当中，不管你有多大的财富地位， 都不算成功的人生。
So even though if we have a very successful life, but if our soul cannot be saved, there's no success.
但是我们信主的人有一个盼望。
But those who believe in the Lord have a hope.
知道说我们短暂的人生，我们因为找到得救的正路，所以将来啊，我们有一个永恒的福气存在。
So in our short life, even though later on we will have a hope for the eternal life.
所以耶稣曾经讲说，我要回到天上预备地方，预备好了，还会接你们回到我那里去。
So the Lord Jesus once said that I go to prepare a place for you.
很多的古圣徒啊，说一个一个啊，都是存着信心离开世界。
And so many ancient saints through their faith they left this world.
他说因为他们知道说天上有一个更美的家乡。
Because they know there's even a better home in heaven.
他说神真的为他们预备了一座永远不震动的城。
And so God indeed prepared a city that's unshakable.
说如果要回到自己离开的家乡啊，可以回去。
And so they can return to their home.
但是他们所盼望的不是地面上的家乡。
But they do not hope of their home in this earth.
我们每一个人啊，对我们家乡啊，都会充满着怀念。
And each one of us will have memories of our own hometown.
哎，因为我们的故乡啊，有很多啊，我们过去走过的地方，有很多、啊、我们留下的回忆。
And in our hometown, we have familiar places where we have been and things we have
seen. 所以有机会啊，我们都想回到家乡啊，去看看。
So if we have opportunity, we would like to go back to see.
啊，我曾经问在这边出生的孩子说，哎，你们会不会想到啊，你妈妈的故乡
？And so I asked all one time the children who lived here.
因为他们没有回忆，所以他们不会向往。
And because they have no memory, they don't want to go back.
但是我们生活过的地方啊，我们会怀念。
But because the places we have been, we have memories.
啊，那个地面上的家乡虽好，很多美中不足的地方。
And even though our home in this earth is good, but there are still many things that's lacking.
圣经里面说啊，神为我们预备一个天上永恒的家乡啊，那是完美无缺的。
So in the Bible, it records that we have a home in heaven that is perfect.
啊，不会玷污，不会修残。
It will not wither.
不会朽坏，不会衰残。
And it would not be destroyed.
都是永远长新的地方。
And it is an eternal place.
我们在地面上用的东西，你买来新鲜的，用一段时间坏了、旧了就丢掉了。
And when we buy things in this earth, we use it for a period of time, then we throw it.
但天国是永远长新的地方。
But heaven is an eternal dwelling place.
所以我们有的小朋友啊，在祷告当中看异象，看天国。
And some of our children, they have visions, they see heaven.
他们说啊，哇，那个花哦会唱歌嘞。
And they see that the flowers can sing.
哇，就拿起来，哇，会唱歌。
And when they can bring the flower, they can sing. And they throw it.
哎呀，他又跑回去呀，不会死掉的。
It returns to its place. It will not die.
哦，他说，哇，你躺下去呀、啊，都那个棉被都自己盖起来。
And when you lie down, the blanket will cover you itself. It's very comfortable.
啊，当然就是神要让我们知道说，那个地方是一个。真是好的无比的地方、啊。
And of course, God wants us to know how wonderful is that place.
啊，所以我们呢、啊，将来有一天离开世界，啊，就是要回到那个永恒的家乡。
So one day when we depart from this world, we will return to that eternal home.
因为大卫做王的时候，他说：“我所羡慕的不是地面上的王位。”
And when David was king, he said he did not admire to be a king in this world.
也就是说，我将来有一天呢、啊，醒过来的时候啊，在神的面前跟神永远住在一起，那我就心满意足了。
And then he will be completely satisfied one day if he can wake up and to be with God.
有一个传道人保罗
，There was a pastor Paul.
他为了传道，你受很多苦哎。
And because of preaching, he suffered much.
但他说啊，我现在两难当中。
And he says he's in a dilemma.
啊，我如果继续活在世界，继续传道了，也可以救很多人呐、啊。啊，当然这个很好。
And it is good that I can remain and preach and save many people.
那、啊、如果说啊，现在我要离世啊，甚至为主殉道啊，就是被砍头啊，那、啊、我现在马上回到天上去啊，跟主永远同在，那更是好的无比。
And it is even better if I happen to be beheaded and to return to the Heavenly Father.
一般人就对着这个未来啊，啊，离开世界以后啊，不晓得要到哪里去，所以没有盼望，所以会惧怕。
So normally people are very fearful because they do not know when they go, when they die.
但是对一个得救的人啊，却充满着盼望。
But to a person who believes, they're filled with hope.
当然，有的世人常常以为说啊，人啊，啊这个肉体死掉一，就好像那个灯熄掉了。
And some people say when a flesh dies, it's just like a light bulb losing its light.
啊，圣经告诉我们，人有一天要离开世界，啊，离开世界以后啊，不是这样就结束了。
But the Bible tells us that when we leave, it is just not like that.
因为人人都要面对神的审判。
Because everyone will face God's judgment.
所以这个圣经最后的地方啊，讲到说有一个白色的大宝座出现。
And so in the end of the Bible, it shows that there's a white throne that will appear.
啊，神坐在审判台上。
The Lord will sit on the judgment throne.
所有的世人啊，都在前神的面前。
And all the people before him.
他在按照他们在一生当中啊所做的啊受审判。
And everything will they will be judged according to they have done.
那有一本书啊，叫做《生命册》。
This book is called Life, Book of Life.
就是你在一生当中晓得敬畏神呐，啊，按照圣经的道理来行的。啊，那个名字都记在里面。
Whether if your name is recorded or if you have feared God in your life.
啊，他们将来就能够进天国。
And then they can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
他说那个名字没有在生命册上的，就要丢到那个硫磺火湖里面。
And any names not in recorded in the book of life, they'll be thrown into the burning hell.
啊，那个叫做第二次的死啊。
And that will be the second death.
啊，那个永恒的在那个苦难当中啊。
And they will eternally suffer.
啊，所以我们每一个人啊，啊都要认识我们人生最后的结局。
And so every one of us need to understand our conclusion of our life.
啊，圣经里面说就是两条路。
And the Bible said there's only two paths.
啊，一条就是得永生的路，一条就是灭亡的道路。
One path is to be safe of eternal life, and the other one is destruction.
他说天国永生的道路啊，就是努力的人啊就能够得到了。
And those who work hard can attain the life into eternal life.
他说我们今天晚上就见证到这里。
And so we testify to this point.
我们明天晚上啊会继续啊再详细的来见证。
And so tomorrow night we'll continue in more detail.
啊，盼望我们对这个人生的问题啊，啊能够冷静的去思想。
And so that we can very to consider our life.
那我们在今生当中啊，有一个丰富的人生啊，啊将来有个满足的盼望。
So that we may have an abundant life right now and also have eternal hope.
我们来唱诗341首。
Let's sing hymn 341.
我们唱第一节跟第四节。
Let's sing verse 1 and verse 4. Please be seated.
我们所敬拜的神是又真又活的神。
The God that we worship is true.
哦，啊，所以这个道理不只是一种理论呢。
And so the word is not just some theology.
说这个叫做生命之道。
This is the word of life.
我们听了以后啊，我们还可以去摸，还可以看得见、摸得到。
Besides listening, we can able to touch and we can experience.
他说我们自己可以借着祷告来体验神。
And through our own prayer, we can experience God.
我们上个星期在喜乐坡教会啊，有灵恩会，还有这个学生的训练。
Last week in Hillsboro, we had student and also spiritual convocation.
大概有100个学生啊，在那边受训。
There was about 100 students studying.
那本来有大概30位左右还没有得圣灵。
And virtually there's 30 that did not receive the Holy Spirit.
感谢主啊，经过了一个多礼拜下来啊，又有19位新受圣灵。
And thank the Lord, after 1 week of classes, 19 received the Holy Spirit.
甚至那个小孩子啊，有的小学四年级的还不太会祷告哦。
Even those who are in the fourth grade, they do not know how to pray.
圣经里面说啊，你主要张口啊，神就要给你充满呢。
And so the Bible says, as long as you open, God will give.
他说传道就鼓励他们说，你们要张口祷告。
And so the pastor encouraged them, ask to pray.
念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哇，他们一开始张口一直祷告，身体开始震动了。一下子哇，灵言就开始很流利了。
And then once they asked, they received the Holy Spirit and they prayed in tongues.
一开始去的时候啊，有的人静静的，到要结束的时候，每个人圣灵很充满，大家很喜乐。
So when they arrived, everybody was very silent in their prayer, but when they left, everybody was happy, filled with prayer.
传道说啊，我们要结束了，你们愿不愿意再继续留下来？
And the pastor says, we are concluding. Does anyone want to remain?
很多人都举手说，我们留久一点了，再留一个礼拜好了。
And then many kids, they raised their hands and says, let's remain for another week.
因为在那边尝到那个圣灵的滋味，圣灵的喜乐。
Because they tasted the joy and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是神的灵啊，他答应要赐给我们的。
And so the Holy Spirit is promised to be given to us.
主要我们求他就给。
As long as we ask, He will give.
所以求圣灵啊，这是最好体验神的方法。
So to ask for the Holy Spirit is the best way to experience God.
所以我们怎么知道神跟我们同在？就是他赐给我们的圣灵。
And how do we know God abides with us? It is the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告的方式很简单。
And our prayer is very simple.
就是手合着，眼睛闭着。
We close our hands and we close our eyes.
跪下来。
And we kneel down.
说在神的面前呢，我们要屈膝跪拜。
And so before God, we have to be reverent.
要紧啊，神是灵，所以我们用我们的心灵，用很诚恳、真实的态度，再来向神祷告。
And because God is spirit, we need to use our hearts to pray earnestly to Him.
我们的祷告会达到神面前哦，得神垂听。
Will reach Him, He will listen.
假如我们有身体病痛，要求医治的。
And if any of us are ill, we need to seek healing. 或者
心灵上有什么不平安呢？也要祷告的。
And if your heart is not settled.
或者是你有什么困难，都可以凡事借着祷告告诉神。
Or if you have any difficulty, you can through prayer tell God.
神会赐给我们意外的平安。
And then God will give us a peace beyond our understanding.
我们弟兄姊妹要让圣灵充满。
And our brothers and sisters must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
最近有一个弟兄。
There is a brother.
我跟他讲说，你开始讲灵言哦。
I told him when you speak, start speaking the tongue.
他说我都没有什么感觉。
He says I do not have any feeling.
但是有时候好像有一点呐。
And sometimes it seems that there's a little.
我说你要专心了，你不要想太多。
And I told him you have to focus and don't think too much.
迫切一点祷告。
And try to pray hard.
也要利用时间多祷告。
And to use more time to pray.
后来他发现有一个弟兄他有一些困难的事情。
And then he realized a brother has some difficulties.
所以他就替那个弟兄祷告。
Then he was praying to God for that brother.
后来祷告完以后，他跟我讲。
And then after prayer, he told me.
他说我一直为那个弟兄祷告，结果我圣灵很充满，哇，好喜乐。
And as I kept on praying for that brother, then I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I was very joyful.
我说感谢主啦。
I said, thank God.
神就是要我们这样哦，你可以关心别人，为别人祷告。
And this is how God wants us to be, to pray for others and
show
concern.
你的祷告，神悦纳，神就赐福给你。
And then God will be pleased with your prayer and to give you blessing.
我们现在就请大家到前面来祷告。
So now we ask everybody to come forward to pray.